This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. It seems like every major agribusiness is coming out with some sort of carbon program. But what should you consider before signing up to receive some of these payments for practices that sequester carbon? AGI Digital's Jason Taji has seen a lot in his 20-plus years in ag tech. His advice is to be very diligent in collecting your relevant data, but be careful not to give up too much control.
Collect your data first. Make sure you have good quality data, and then think of it as an appreciating asset. You might not use it for 2 or 3 years, but having the historical collection of that data, many of these programs require at least 3 years of history before you can really take advantage of them. And so I would say, make sure that you have some flexibility here on where to go with it. Most technology companies in agriculture today are not built to get data out of their systems. They're built to suck data into their systems. Okay. And so that's a really, really important piece. And the data that oftentimes come out through APIs is not the same data that you could collect on the thumb drive. So we have to be cognizant of having a high quality data set, collecting it and making it as complete as we can. And over time, you're going to be able to participate in whatever program you want.
Taji added to make sure you do your own due diligence on any carbon program before signing up. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.